Hello, welcome back to the Potty Mouse Podcast. I am Peyton Kubik, and this is where my dad and his friend John talk about random stuff in life or the things they found on the internet. I hope you enjoy listening to this episode as much as I did. Here they are now.
Wow. Oh, well, you always end up with a point. You have to. It's a silent point.
You have to, yeah.
So if you're wondering countdown, it's the countdown. We start just the countdown. 5, 4, 3.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you always do the point.
You got to do the funny face, too. You notice I did the same thing. I did
that. That wasn't funny. That's my normal face.
I know. Well, it's pretty funny.
Okay, let's move on.
So, well, before we get into the podcast, as I'm sure everyone is waiting for us to completely and utterly apologize for last week.
Or because maybe they enjoyed
the silence.
The silence. I mean,
it's probably the best podcast they've ever listened. I had people that were pinging me going, where's the podcast this week? I think you were one of them.
Did you say what? Yes. Did you say what podcast?
What podcast? Exactly.
Oh.
So I really do have to apologize. John even apologized to me saying he dropped the ball. And I'm like, no, I dropped the ball. I'm the one who puts it up.
Wow.
But it was the last couple of weeks have been very busy. As I said to John, we're in May now, but the week of April really went by, or it was very, very busy. It was been a very long week of April.
Yeah, it was, and I was out of town, so it was, well, I'll use whatever excuse, but we missed you terribly. And
we did.
Glad to be back for sure. And for those of you who had to suffer through my monologue a couple weeks ago, this will be markedly different, so don't worry. You say, you know, John, I wish you'd go off like that. No one's going to say that.
Well, most of us really did just ignore it, so fine.
Oh, only you.
Only me.
It was funny. I got to tell everybody because it's true. I asked him, I said, so, you know, because it's a little edgy for, certainly too edgy for Nick to be on, but a little edgier than normal. And I said, what did you think when you listened to it? He said, I didn't listen to it.
So, and I still haven't.
I know, which is good because you probably wouldn't be talking to me anymore.
Probably not. Probably.
Remember all the,
and I bet you,
hey, remember all the shit I said about how dorky Nick looks?
Well, that I wouldn't disagree.
No, but you'd pretend you were mad for 4 seconds, probably.
Well, you think I could last that long? I doubt it.
I totally leave that alone. That was actually very simple.
I was, well, you shouldn't have said that because I was going to keep going with it. Anyway.
No, you weren't. You were off onto something else.
Always.
I was just going to.
My brain is 10 miles ahead. Hello?
Hello, Jen?
Hello?
Hello? Nick just said something you should know about. Okay, sorry.
She knows everything. She knows all.
I know
she's probably listening, just like the Gloggle and the Sirius.
The Glogs.
Yeah. Lately it's been, I don't know what's been in the air, but our Googles will just randomly, and I'm looking over to see if it lights up.
To see if it lights up, which it
randomly starts talking to us.
Which is why I don't want you on the external speaker, because it will light up on my end, I'm sure.
Someone was telling me earlier, I'll say Eric. Eric was sitting at somewhere doing something, and he was watching a program where someone was talking to Siri, and it said, hey, that name, dial 911.
On the TV.
And his started dialing 911.
Shut up.
I'm like,
oh, that's awesome.
How many people watching that show had that problem with their phones? I can just imagine.
You know, around Eric's house, I mean, that's a regular occurrence on weekends.
I'm
so you
sure.
just don't want to waste it on, you know, on non-emergency.
Exactly.
I mean, he usually saves it for.
I'm calling you out on that one.
Well, yeah, he usually saves it for my pizza's running late, you know, 911. And so, yeah, that's got to be. Whew.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. It didn't happen to me. Thank goodness he looked over.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking when he told me that. So
that's great. Love it.
Anyway, we were incommunicado. We didn't have anything up, but we're here. We're back. We're back. Here to entertain, and hopefully we do that for you. Well, at least talk to each other and hope that we get a listener
who doesn't fall asleep.
What doesn't fall asleep? Or yeah, well, Bill, I hope Bill doesn't fall asleep, because
if he's walking, that's he's never walking, good.
That would be no.
Although he's probably in better condition falling asleep to potty mouths than half the people walking down the street staring at their phones.
That's true.
What
a very,
the
that's
heck?
A very good point. Oh, that's a very good point.
And I've seen it so much lately. It's just, yeah, it's incredible. To say nothing of the people driving.
Oh, have that you had much of that? Nuts. Oh, yeah, lately? Yes. I blame all the Californians. Sorry, Californians.
And that's in Nashville, of course.
In Nashville,
we don't let them into Florida.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Sorry, Californians. We love you as long as you...
something I saw... I was in Florida.
As long as you don't bring your politics.
Yeah, I was in Florida a couple weeks ago, and yes. One thing I did see as I was driving was a sign, one of those light-up signs that go over the freeway, and it says, wrong way driver alert. It's like, how many times does that happen where they actually have a sign that tells you that there's someone driving the wrong way?
Welcome to Florida. True. And there's no question. And, well, they also have silver alerts. Are you familiar with those?
We have silver alerts here. Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, like two of them. We have we actually have quite a bit.
Yeah, that's about what, well, you probably, yeah. I mean, isn't everyone there silver?
Honestly, be careful. honestly, if you went, you know, half an hour without one, they'll call us and say, hey, we need somebody to do a silver alert quick just to make sure, you know, so we have to take turns.
Nice.
Yeah.
No, we really do. We have probably 1 to 2 silver alerts a week here. It's, you know what? I would rather have a silver alert than an amber alert.
Oh, well, of course. Yeah. Of course. Yeah. Amber alert, there's no control. I mean, sorry, silver people, but
well, no, you know, here's the bottom line. Most of the silver alerts get found. Few of the amber alerts get found.
Yeah, you know what? I will say I'm not crazy with how they do it. I don't know about in Tennessee, but here I get the phone notification, which is fine, but it's the same as if there's a tornado warning. It's the same damn alert. So after you're done peeing your pants, you suddenly go, oh, it says, but if I'm, you know, 800 miles away, there was one in Jacksonville the other day, and I get an alert, an amber alert. Whoa, okay, Jacksonville, 15 minutes ago, and let's do some math. That's 5 hours. Is he on the way here? No, probably not. And usually it's a he, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, it's the, if they would make it a little more where your area is, you know,
sure,
centrally located, it would probably get looked at a little harder. But you're right. That's what a shame if you can't. That stuff is crazy.
I can tell you're upset about it.
Well, and it kind of goes in the same realm as cops delivering a subpoena at somebody's house. That is the most dangerous thing
it really
a cop
is.
Can do.
Yeah,
almost.
Well, that's what happened with the four cops that were shot.
Yeah,
That was the DEA agents and stuff. That was what they were doing.
Yeah, I don't know. It just seems like I'm sure they have all the processes and all the stuff, and you can never count in any crazy person to do stuff the way you anticipate. But oh my gosh, some of that stuff they should not be put in harm's way like that, and certainly not undergunned in any situation like that. So
I agree with that.
What a shame.
Very much so. So,
all right,
we're switching topics because that one got dark. That got dark quick.
You know what? Those amber alerts are, and then then cops getting shot at.
Let's talk about
welcome to Potty Mouths.
We're going
to
talk potty alert.
Potty alert.
We should have our own alert. It's a potty alert. It's a potty alert.
If I could reach it, if I didn't have such a damaged shoulder.
How is your shoulder?
I'll find out. Maybe on Tuesday.
Maybe.
If my insurance company decides to approve the MRI this time.
Well, okay. Good.
Fingers
crossed.
I love fighting with them. Thank you.
I wish I
could cross my fingers. It's shoulder. I can't.
We talking about before the show started, though, that we said, hey, that would be a good topic to talk about on the show?
Nothing. We've never said ever.
No, we do. We always say it. We just always forget. Right.
We're just wrong.
I know.
We said the travel stuff. How in that we have that in common that you and I used to travel. Well, I used to.
I got you. Yeah.
We travel so much. Mm-hmm. And when it comes time for a vacation, repping our side of the deal, we just want to stay home because that's what we do is vacation is staying at home because we travel so much.
Yeah.
But our wives
are the opposite.
Are a different story.
Yeah. 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 And so I have vacation coming up very, very soon. And we are talking about where we're supposed to go to Hilton Head, which I love Hilton Head. I think it's beautiful. It's hot, which I'm not a big fan of, but it's a fun community. It's a fun area. It is unfortunately the beach, but it's with the family and we do this what's almost every year. I'm just not a beach person. I know you are, but I'm not. I like mountains and rivers and snow.
Oh my.
Yeah. So we're supposed to go, but I don't really want to because I'm, like you said, I'm always gone. I'm always traveling. When I travel, I feel like I have to work because that's why I'm traveling. So it's not relaxing to me. It's not unplugging for me, just like you said.
Yep.
Staying at home and not looking at my laptop is much more relaxing to me than traveling on vacation.
Yeah.
Especially with a teenager, by the way.
Yes. And I get that whole part of it, but the thing that Lisa used to force me to do two different travel modes, force me. I could do business, John, through an airport. Mm-hmm. And that was hold on tight because we're getting through this boy and we're getting to the gate and so on. Or there was vacation, John. And I had to force myself to slow down and relax, make sure we're there early enough and everything is fine and so on. And that was awesome. But I had to be in the right mindset, as you know, for either one, because business travel, John, and sometimes we were late and we needed to get through and we needed to catch, you know, another gate that's on the other side of the airport. Mm-hmm. Business John came in handy sometimes.
Yeah.
We're just blasting through and I would, you know, run over some people, but it seems like they didn't hurt. Mind.
No silver alert. Yeah.
Yes.
I have not all out.
Yes.
And we haven't even been drinking.
No.
Yet. But
no.
I don't know if I could switch it on and off because I don't. We would be driving. That's the other side of it. So it's not really, you know, for me, even when I drive for work, I'm a little bit more relaxed because I like driving.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'd be at the beach and I would be bored out of my mind. I'd want to have my laptop there. At least here at home, I have projects to do. I can, you know, I have my area where I can relax and my chair and my hammock. And, you know, I just don't feel relaxed when we go on vacation. And that's not just me now. That was me even when I was a young kid. I never felt relaxed on vacation. So, but like you said, Jen is the opposite.
Yeah.
She wants to get away from the house because she's here all the time.
Yep.
Even when she's at work, she's here.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand wanting to get out.
So the beach, some friends of ours had, and I have to show you this, have a place right on the Gulf. And I'm hoping you can kind of see it.
Yeah, I can see it.
Beautiful. That is the Gulf in the background.
Yeah. That looks very similar actually to what the Hilton Head area we go to looks like.
Yeah.
Water's not as pretty.
It's very, right. the Gulf of Mexico is so ugly.
I was saying Hilton Head.
Oh, Hilton Head. Okay, good. Yeah. Then I'll allow it.
the water at Hilton Head.
It's a great spot. And just a quick aside on that. They're part of the condo. It stretches from the Gulf on one end to a canal on the other where they can tie up boats. So anybody who rents the place can tie up a boat and access the Gulf from there if they want. So it's a great piece of property. And this is the first time we had seen it. As we're there, pretty much that same view I showed you over the Gulf there was a condo. It's just two stories. Second story condo with a balcony. I mean, it's awesome. And the place is 40, 50, 60 years old, maybe. So it's far from perfect, but the view is And I just looked up at the view and I went, man, Herb, this is awesome. Herbie looks at me and he goes, you know, a few years back, that thing was for sale for $89.99.
Oh, no, I see where this is going.
Exactly. And I said, Herb, he said, I know, but we didn't have much money back then. I said, if that ever goes for sale for anything that's reasonable, let me know, because we're going to own it. It was just spectacular, and then wonderful views and all of that. So
That's pretty ridiculous.
Funny.
Yeah. We've been talking about, we've talked about it on this podcast, just the incredible prices everywhere. And I don't remember who I was talking to, probably one of my coworkers who's thinking about selling their house. And he said, you know, one of my neighbors put their house on the market and it's been sitting there. They haven't even gotten any showings.
Wow.
You know, and it's just the market has switched for them a lot. And I'm like, yeah, that hasn't really happened here in Nashville. You know, if I put my house up for a reasonable price, not a lot of people are putting it up at the max
crazy prices. Worth. Yeah.
Well, and they're still selling. It just takes a little bit more time. But if I put my house on the market right now for a reasonable price, it'd be gone in a week.
Oh, I'm sure.
Just because of the way. And he's like, well, you know, it's the interest rates. And I'm like, people moving to Nashville, they're paying cash. Because a lot of them are coming from California.
Well, yeah, it's Cashville.
It's cash. Well, they're coming from California, where they're selling their two bedroom, one bath house for $2 million. They're coming here and they're buying a four bedroom house with, you know, 4,000 square feet for $700,000. And they're just going to pay cash.
Yeah.
Because that's
why wouldn't they?
For us living here, it's really expensive.
Yes.
For them, it's not.
Well,
people from New York, too.
That's kind of the gentrification you've talked about before too. It's the same outcome. And outside of Michigan, it was that way. Outside of Detroit, about an hour, there are all these awesome lakes, and they're not big, but they're just very nice lakes. And there were these cottages one after the other and low taxes. And I mean, it was a really nice setup. And then, you know, 40 years ago, people start buying up these cottages, tearing them down and building their, you know, big mansions.
Not to mention, and I know they're trying to change this, you know, let's not even talk about the government, but we have a lot of investors coming in. So it's not just people from California coming in and buying houses, which they still are, but it's a lot of investors coming in and buying up houses and turning them into rental spots and things like that. I mean, I just saw a thing on Instagram before we got on that this weekend, and which really sucks because I'm supposed to fly for work on Sunday. And I just realized today that that's really going to be bad because we have a whole bunch of festivals happening in Nashville. We're expecting 600,000 people downtown this weekend.
Wow.
And I just.
And only half of those are staying at your house. So
only half. Yeah. But that's why. I mean, that's why so many investors are buying up property. And Oracle, I don't know if you saw the news. Oracle has made it official that they're making Nashville their headquarters.
Yep.
Now. Not just moving here, not just having an office here. It's their new world headquarters.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's Nashville's crazy.
Well, it's business positive, especially when you look at some of the alternatives.
Very true.
Look at, you know, like big city like Florida. Alternatives. Florida's an excellent alternative. I will add that. And that's why a lot of companies are coming here. But where they're coming from. We said this a couple of weeks ago, New York and California.
Yep.
And do you know why? Because taxes are high. Illinois,
yep.
Moving out because you can. That's the old Margaret Thatcher quote that the only tough part about socialism is that at some point you run out of other people's money.
Yeah, that's so true. It is very, very true. The problem is you go to those places and they start trying to change your area because they want it. It's like, we want it to be just like it was where we left. Well, we
Colorado.
Don't want it that way. Yeah. We don't want it that way. Yeah. And then they start, Nashville now has a new mayor. Whew. I don't like him.
I thought, you know what? You have the same reaction, whether it's a dude you don't like or a really hot lady.
True. But honestly, I don't like.
It was the same reaction. No. Yeah.
That you like?
Oh, the new mayor in Nashville. Woo. Woo.
No. It was more of a.
Wow. She sounds hot. I was kind of going either direction. Hates him or she sounds hot. One of the two.
If I like someone, it's wowza instead of whoo. Yeah. Well, you also have to see my face. The people who are watching this program could see my face and see my disappointment in our mayor.
I close my eyes when you speak anyway. I wouldn't have any idea what your face looked like.
Don't blame you.
I go, he's talking about the mayor he doesn't like. I'm sorry.
First thing he wants to do is raise taxes.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Wow. How to get closer to your voters' hearts.
Yeah. Get elected in and raise taxes right away.
Wow. And so, yeah. Like, are you talking like real estate tax or everything? Sure. Everything.
Well, our real estate tax already went up. No, this one, I don't remember what this tax. This is sales tax. So he wants to raise sales. Now, it's not much, the first one, but it's going to go more because.
This isn't going to hurt.
He's like, I'm going to raise sales tax one by one penny on everything. Just raise it one penny. Doesn't sound like a lot. But that's supposed to pay for the new infrastructure for our mass transit system.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's going to be five times that. So he's probably going to raise it 5 cents, which again, doesn't sound like much, but when it's 5 cents on every dollar and you're spending.
Oh, he didn't say that.
Exactly. Exactly. So
what is your current tax rate? Sales tax.
Well, you have to separate it between state and then local, and it equates now to 9.75%.
What? In Nashville proper?
Yeah.
Holy crap. Yeah,
we paid 9.75% on everything.
Wow, that sounds like a lot.
We don't have income tax, so it does kind of balance out.
I don't know if you knew this. Neither do we.
I know. What's your state tax?
Five?
Yeah.
And admittedly, I'm not in a major metro area, which thankfully, and they may have their own separate, you know, local taxes, but,
well, it changes in other areas. So when I bought the new truck, the taxes where I bought it in Alabama were going to be 3.5%. The taxes up here were 7.15% 7.05%.
So did you have to pay the difference when you titled it there?
I haven't titled it yet. But no, they won't.
Oh, the new one you're talking about.
Yeah, new one.
Yeah.
They're still working on that. They had to actually send me another temp tag because my temp tag is about to go up and I don't have all the stuff to get the new tag for it. So
yeah, that's awesome.
It takes a little while.
without admitting to too much, I will tell you that at one time, many years ago, and honestly, it's been almost 30 plus, almost 40 probably years ago, we had a temp tag that lasted like 6 months. And then finally we traded in the car and never really had to get it registered.
Wow.
Yes, because it was like $700 in Colorado to register it. And thankfully we did not have to. That was 35 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, no, I was thinner then.
Nice.
So it was like, you're welcome.
When I was just starting to drive, I don't think they do it anymore, but when I was just starting to drive, your tags were based on the weight of the vehicle. So the heavier the vehicle, the more your taxes were.
I think that's pretty constant, if I'm not mistaken. I think it's two wheels and then, you know, dually trucks, and then, you know, you get something into bigger like trucks and so on. Yeah, I'm sure of that.
They don't do that.
Commercial obviously is more too.
Commercial is more. They don't do that in Nashville. It doesn't really matter if it's a private vehicle. You're just paying for the tag.
Okay.
And the tags have different prices. If you want a regular tag, it's, I don't remember, $196, something like that. And then if you want a specialty tag, it's $150. And then you pay that every year, obviously.
Yeah. Obviously.
Obviously. Well, in Minnesota, you could pay for 2 years.
Oh, well, that was back when people stayed in Minnesota for 2 years. Now they don't.
And now they don't. If they make it 2 years, it'll be amazing.
You were talking about the vacation differential and just a funny anecdote about that from years ago. Lisa won a chili cook-off at her job.
Nice.
And she had a great recipe. It was really good. And she won first place. And I'm like, yes. And so I asked her, I didn't even know what was first place. What did you get for it? And she worked at a Marriott property. She said, it's a weekend stay for two at one of the Marriott suites. I said, you know, I travel a lot and I spend a lot of time in Marriott suites. I said, what was second place? And she's at a round of golf for four at Medina Country Club, which is like a PGA touring club. And I said, what? That was second place? She said, I'll see if I can switch. And bless her heart, she did. And that's awesome. I got to play Medina Country Club. It was great and stupid because I had no business being there. I was terrible. But
I've done things like that. It's worth it.
Two friends that came with me and a pro, and we had a great time. Fun round of golf. And then I've taken her probably to, I don't know, 50 Marriott suites since then. So I think I've paid that back.
Yeah. Almost. You're halfway there.
Yeah. Well, maybe that'll be next year at this time. We'll see.
Probably.
Yeah. We'll see.
Oh, man. Well, what else is new in your world? You just got back from a trip yourself, right?
Yes. We were in Wisconsin for a week and visit, you know, when you visit like home, you should treat it, I think, I've come to notice this, you should be like the bride and bridegroom, and you just stay in one place and have people come and visit you.
That's smart.
We didn't do that. So that wouldn't be smart. No, we're pretty stupid. But we drove up to Green Bay to see Lisa's dad, who is in a memory care facility and almost 91 years old. And if you would have asked him when he was 65, I'll be lucky if I make it to 70, he would have said. So he's on his way probably over the next several months, let's say. It's good to see him, and every opportunity she wants to be able to see him. They did not have a real engaged relationship because her mother remarried and so on and so on. So we did that. That was a 3 hours each way to Green Bay, and then we're in, you know, Madison area, and then to Milwaukee, and you know, different people's places. But had a great time. Saw a lot of family. In fact, all my family, or nearly all my family, except for the nieces and nephews. I did see a couple of them, three of them, and then just had a nice time and relaxed with my buddy Matt and Carrie and friends Matt and Carrie. And what else are they going to tell you? Oh, yeah, spent time with my mom, which that was great. She gave me her cold, which was fine. Nice. If you're going to get a cold, I'll just as soon get it from my mom as from anybody else.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was a good present. Speaking of presents, wasn't it Matt's birthday too?
It was Matt's birthday, but it was also my friend Craig's birthday. And so I've decided we're going to call it a happy Uno de Mayo from now on. Uno de Mayo. I think that makes sense.
May Day. It really is. May Day.
May Day.
That's what everyone was saying when they were born. May Day.
We had a fun time. I got him. Have you ever seen those cameo videos that people will shoot for you? Oh my gosh. If you haven't, listeners and viewers, if you haven't done that, at least check it out, because it's entertaining to do that. But one of the guys, and Matt is a martial arts guy and has been for many years, and I send him these videos because they're freaking hilarious, of this Master Ken who does like a funny takeoff on martial arts. And he has just one example, and check it out on YouTube, Master Ken. He uses what he calls crease control, and he'll have an opponent with a knife, and he does like a stabbing motion toward his neck, and Master Ken goes, see, crease control. He traps the knife by his neck, and he goes, and he stabs towards your arm, and you get it, and you crease control right here, and then he does it from behind. He has him stabbed toward, and crease control, you can imagine, it gets kind of funny.
When you said that, I was thinking John Kreese from Karate Kid.
Who the hell is John Kreese?
He's the bad dude in Karate Kid. Isn't that his name?
John Kreese. Kreese?
Yeah.
He was the actor?
I don't remember if that was the actor or the character's name. Let's see.
Couldn't have been the character's name. It was Johnny. Or was it Johnny? Sweep his legs. Sweep the leg, Johnny. I don't know.
John Kreese.
His name.
Yeah, John Kreese, Cobra Kai.
Wow, nicely done. I did not know that. So that was crease control. Anyway, very funny. So I did a cameo and paid for it for him to do for Matt. And it was freaking hilarious. It was very, very funny. So I would highly recommend that if you've not had a chance to see Cameo. Cameo.com.
Cameo.com. Not a sponsor.
It's a good spot. Not a sponsor yet.
But you could sponsor them.
I just did.
Yeah.
Yes.
You did.
They wouldn't do it for free. Hey, you know, we have a podcast. All right, I'll just pay you the money. It just takes too long.
Nice.
So anyway, it was cool. Matt laughed his butt off, and that was it worked out as a great gift.
That, it looked like in the picture that I saw that he was getting a mani-pedi or something. Was that, did he?
Wow. I don't know. What picture did you see? Was that Facebook?
No, Instagram from Lisa. Yeah.
Oh, Instagram. No, not while we were there, but he's gotten one before when he's visited us. Oh,
okay.
It's pretty funny because Matt is is around construction sites all the time. He's a master electrician and project manager and all that stuff. And so it's funny, big guy, and nothing's better than seeing him sit his butt in a pedicure chair and have some girl who can't speak English work on his toes.
Does she have to wear a welding mask and use a grinder?
Honestly, the last time, I think that's pretty close to what happened. I wasn't there for it for some reason. I think we were podcasting. I don't know.
Maybe.
But
no. If you were with Matt and we were podcasting, he'd be on here.
No. I think you and I were podcasting when they went to the salon. I'm not sure.
I
might have been on another call.
Okay.
You think I would have taken the camera with me?
Absolutely.
We probably would have. Yeah, we really should.
It's
a funny, oh man. And because they serve drinks at this particular place too. Ooh, so
even better.
Yeah.
I wish someone would serve me a drink right now. That would be nice.
You can't.
My dogs don't have opposable thumbs, and I'm the only one here.
I just got back from Matt's place. I'm drying out.
I don't blame you.
Holy cats. Yes. Anyway, but it was fun. And Matt looks good in a pedicure chair, I'll tell you that.
I'm sure.
Smiling ear to ear. And it's pretty funny. What? Your hands are big. You have no idea what they're saying.
This is completely off topic.
Good.
Strangely enough. When my mom and dad got married, my great grandmother was still alive. And she came over from Poland. And my mom's favorite story was keep in mind, folks, I'm an only child in the grand scheme of things. I don't have any biological brothers or sisters, but my great grandmother, when she first met my mom, grabbed her by the wrist and held her hand up and said, "Huh, big hands, many babies." And that was the only English she could say.
Wow.
Yeah. It's like, one, my mom's hands were not that big. Two, she did not have many babies.
Wow. Big hands, many
babies. Big hands, many babies.
Wow. That's awesome. I always think of the Seinfeld episode with man hands anytime you bring that up, where his date is cracking the lobster by hand. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love that.
Or crab legs or whatever
it was. They do a lot of videos like that where you've got this really just gorgeous, beautiful woman doing and very petite. And then all of a
cut
sudden,
cut to the hands.
Hands. Cut to the hands. Hairy hands. Oh, that's hilarious. Those are good.
Icky. Icky, yeah. Hilarious.
Yep. I could be a hand model. My hands are hairy enough.
I don't think they go for hairy. I think you'd have to have them waxed.
Well, in that case, you do, though, for that particular skit.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah,
for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, not if you're trying to sell, the press-on nails or something like that.
I'm talking about just for the comedic value, those type of skits.
Well, let's see the hairy hands. Hold them up.
I just did.
Well, yeah, not for long. They're not hairy.
Not now, but I could make them dark, get some
Did you hair. Wax them?
No. Get the
you waxed them, didn't you?
No, the color for men, like you get for your beard.
Just like everything's gray. You don't get for your beard.
I don't. I should though.
We've got a little bit of color. You could pull that off.
A little bit of color right here.
Yeah, but I don't think you can color in the color
so it turns yellow.
Yeah, that'd be hot.
That's so hot.
There are some dudes that do that, and that's
I know. It's very hot. I'd probably still get the color. Just do it. Do the yellow around here.
Yellow color. That'd be great. Yeah. Wow. Okay. That's icky.
On that note.
Yes, that's a good note. Man. Holy cats.
Well, speaking of that note, the last thing, and then we actually will, I think we should wrap it up because I'm out of things to talk about.
I
told you, April was a very long week.
It's been a long week of April.
Clarkson's Farm.
I got that.
Yeah.
Their new one is available tonight.
It is. Apparently. It is. Well, it's available right now.
Well, I'm busy. I don't know about you.
Yeah. Well, I'm busy doing a podcast right now.
Oh, you are.
I finished my day, did the podcast. Now I'm going to go watch some Clarkson's Farm.
That Clarks. Is an excellent.
Can't get that farm. Out of my mouth.
Clarkson Farm. I love Clarkson's Farm.
It really is funny. I enjoy that. And I saw a clip on. Since they put it on Instagram, and probably everyone's already seen it, the clip I saw was Jeremy Clarkson looking at Caleb saying, "We have something very serious to talk about."
Oh man!
And it just, I mean, it looked like he was about to fire him the whole time, and he said, "You're no longer going to be the tractor driver." And you see the worry on Caleb's face, yeah. And he's like, "You're going to be the farm manager from this day forward."
Whoa!
Yeah, Caleb. I'm like, yeah. And then Caleb looks at him and said, "Really?" He's like, "Yes." Great, you're fired. So he turns around and fires Clarkson. That's I'm like, this season perfect. Is going to be awesome.
Oh, I love that. That is hilarious.
You know it's scripted, but man, if that was real, the timing was impeccable.
Even if it wasn't, who cares? Everything is so overproduced and scripted, but it's still funny.
It is. And, you know, it's good old British humor.
Well,
the next Potty Mouths podcast, which John, I think we'll have. Yeah, I'll be back from work in time to do another one next week. But cool. We're gonna have to we'll both watch Clarkson's Farm and
that sounds good.
And go ahead and make that the Clarkson Farm episode.
Oh wow! Oh. Giving them
we some should special do props. We should do a watch party sometime. That would be a good live Potty Mouths watch party. I don't think we get away with that, but we should do. Hey, look, it's Peyton.
Good. Hi, Peyton.
Speaking of Potty Mouths.
Hey, yeah, we're both wearing Potty Mouths. Do you notice that?
I did notice that. Got my
Potty Mouths, and she came in with her Potty Mouths.
With hers on.
Yeah.
Mine is over there. It's a hat. So the watch party we can do, that's perfect.
Oh, there we go. It's a watch party.
Ha.
Ha ha.
Sorry.
All right.
How's Peyton doing?
How's Peyton doing? Come on.
That sounds good. Good.
It's Friday. You're doing great.
That too.
Yeah.
Friday.
Yes. Well, awesome, awesome. I'm going to have to go feed this little one.
Do it.
That's probably why she's not
so
here.
Little anymore, just FYI. Yeah,
I know. She's almost as tall as I am. She's
tall. Yeah.
Yeah. She's taller than her mother.
Yes. Well, that's good. She can keep her in line then.
Yeah.
I didn't really say that, Jen. I was just kidding.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll make sure Jen listens to this episode.
Yeah, sure you will. Yeah. You try to force her every week.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Well, my friend, it's been real. It's been fun. It has been real fun.
It has too. But it's been delightful.
It has been delightful. don't listen to me. Well, actually, you do want to listen to me for this. Head up to pottymouths.com. Check out the merch store. Buy a whole bunch of merch because I got to send that one to college here pretty soon. At least in, unfortunately, like 3 or 4 years.
There you go.
Not if I have already told her, though, if she ever – can you hear my dogs chomping on their bone? Now that I'm on a podcast.
Yes. They're awesome.
He always does that. It's like
good.
He's laying there the whole day and he doesn't start chewing on it till I get on the phone. Anyway, what are we talking about? Oh, colleges. I told her, I don't care if you're in the right or in the wrong, but if you ever cause as much trouble as the protesters on college campuses, I'm cutting you off. I'm not paying for college for that.
Nice.
You can protest all you want, but I am not paying for college if you're going to do that. A lot
of parents are saying things
I hope so too. Yeah. I hope so too. Again, I don't care if they're right or wrong.
It doesn't matter. In actuality, when you look at, just as a quick aside, when you look at so many of those groups, it's estimated that, I've heard it estimated that less 50%. Than half of them are actually students. You know, so.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever.
I'm not paying. I'm not paying for that shit. I don't care.
No. Hopefully they will.
Anyway.
And on that note,
head up to the merch store. Buy merch. Got to send her to college so I can tell her not to do that. And what else? Oh, yeah. Check us out on socials. You know, comment, hit like and subscribe on YouTube if you're watching there.
Smash.
Swipe up on Spotify and leave your comments there. I learned that from another podcaster.
Nicely done. Swipe up on Spotify.
Swipe up. So that's not swipe left or swipe right, because we're not there.
No.
But we are on Spotify and you can swipe up.
I would swipe up and I think, there's a joke in there, but I'm going to leave it alone.
Yeah.
For next time.
Save it for the next episode.
Yeah.
Of the Potty Mouths podcast.
Join us
then. All right, John. We'll see ya.
See ya.